Here is a man who was on the floor last night and saw it all develop. Our Congressman Don Manzullo joins us, a returning guest. Good morning, Congressman. How are you, sir?
How are you this morning?
Well, I should ask you, did you get any sleep last night at all?
Well, maybe 3 hours, but it wasn't a very good sleep.
Well, describe to us what it was like to be on the floor during all those very emotional moments. First, your thoughts on John Boehner. I thought he never looked more like a leader than he did last night.
Well, John is a magnificent leader. He's a very he's very studious, very settled, very nice guy. And he, his heart is just ripped in half because he sees what's going on. John came in 1990 with the Gang of Seven.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were the real revolutionaries. And I came in 92 with revolutionaries following him. And then the big group came in 94. So we're sort of the John Adams of Congress. But John Adams would not have been proud of what happened. It was horrible on the floor because of the way the votes were, quote, obtained, end of quote. That's about as
is it true,
as I can get.
Congressman Manzullo, is it true that Lipinski ran in through the Republican side of the room, punched the button, and skedaddled?
I don't know. Dan Lipinski is a great member of Congress and a very, very close friend of mine, and believes in the value of human life and has been very consistent throughout this whole thing. He's been over our house for dinner, and he's just one of those people that you embrace because you know how much he loves America.
He hated the bill so much that he went against his party. He's also diabetic. If he was to lose his job in Congress, he'd have a tough time getting insurance.
Well, what he did was he voted his conscience. And Americans want people to go to Washington to vote their conscience and to be very diligent about the direction of America. And Dan does not like the direction of America because he doesn't believe in big government. And, I served with his father and, some real men of integrity there. But the only bipartisan vote that took place was 34 Democrats joined all of the Republicans and voted against this monster.
Now, the Republicans think that this is going to be issue number one in November. I'm not sure America has that long of an attention span. What do you think, Congressman?
Well, you never know. Issue in America, do you know what was going on in town at the same time?
Yeah, so the immigration rally.
That's right. They're illegals. And they were brazenly showing their monitoring bracelets to the press. They're ready to be deported. Some are ready to be deported. And they had their bracelets where they're monitored until they're deported, and they said that they had been working. Good, bad, and different, but that issue comes up. Oh, my gosh, you think that Washington was on fire yesterday. I mean, here we've lost 11 million jobs, and now the president wants to grant amnesty to the people who are here illegally, plus open the doors for more. The jobs we have now would be under greater threat.
Do you think the Republicans are totally energized by this health care debate, and they'll hold that energy through the entire summer?
Well, it's not an issue of holding the energy. It's an issue of making sure that Americans take out how upset they are at the polls in November. That's what's important. I mean, you can scream and shout and yell and throw a fit all you want, but unless you take that energy and create it into ballot power in November, it's worthless. So, but I see that coming. When you take a look at the polls, you take a look at the marvelous people that are out there running for office. I mean, I ran for office because I was really upset with the direction of America and did not want my kids to live in a European state. But that's what happened yesterday. I mean, the United States became another member of the European Union.
I just think that the Republicans are going to need something that is, to use a football metaphor, I mean, you can't play defense all game long and expect to win. Well, I guess the Bears in 06 did pretty well with that, didn't they? But what I'm saying is you have to be able to throw, and you have to have some skill players and some futuristic plans, right?
Well, we've got a lot of good things. You've got a lot of people out there like Congressman Paul Ryan. You know, we've had a lot of sensible alternatives on the table. In fact, what the Democrats continued to misstate on the floor yesterday was that when the Republicans were in control, we had bills. We had bills that set up association health plans whereby people could buy insurance across state lines and form these giant purchasing pools to bring down the price of health insurance. That passed the House, went to the Senate, and it was defeated by the Democrats by two votes. Then the House voted for medical liability reform to bring down the tremendous cost of health insurance premiums and defensive medicine practiced by the medical professionals. That never saw the day of light because we didn't have 60 votes in the Senate. And every time we came up with something, they'd say, well, it's not enough. Even Part D, Medicare, which is controversial, and yet the thing is working marvelously now because it's based upon the private enterprise system. Well, the Democrats all voted against it. They ballyhooed it. They said it's bad. Yet what do they want to do? They want to fill in a gap in there, but based upon the structure of the bill that the Republicans had passed. I mean, the country is so polarized, and the problem is that parties vote along party lines oftentimes because they want to embarrass the other party, yeah. And they want to come back in the majority. But what we saw yesterday was really shameful because of the manner in which that members were trading their votes for favors. Just look what happened in the Senate.
Yeah, well, it seems to only four or five people even use their minds nowadays. Congressman Manzullo, heard anything new on Thompson, or is that pretty much a static issue at this point?
Well, Thompson, two things. We've always been in favor of Thompson opening up as a standalone prison because it was designed for mm-hmm. that. And now it appears the federal government is going to go ahead and do that. But there are talks and articles in the paper about some secret deal being made to move Gitmo to Thompson. We're obviously opposed to that because that'll bring the threat with it and turn the area into a dangerous area. Not that these prisoners will escape.
Right, I know.
But based upon what Governor Sebelius said when she was Governor of Kansas, and President Obama wanted to put the prisoners at Leavenworth. She said, I don't want them. Not that they'll escape, but it'll make the area unsafe. The magnet of the hatred towards Gitmo will transfer to Leavenworth. That's what we're concerned about.
Well, keep working on that, and I appreciate your time this morning.
You bet.
Go get some sleep.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Congressman.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Congressman Don Manzullo.